Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Service. By any chance, is Angela Morrison there?
You're calling from what?
I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Service. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Actually, your name was chosen at random, and you may stop participation at any time, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got it. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Democrats, all the way.
I'm sorry?
Democrats. Anybody who's done Joe Biden, obviously, but Democrats, that's all I vote for.
Got it. So you did vote for Joe Biden on the 2020 presidential
Yep.
election. Got it. And
Yep.
just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Got it. And what is your age?
41.
Understood. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Understood. And thinking about the direction the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied than I more than I was the previous administration.
Got it. Now, we are right now in the 20% of completion of this. So thank you very much that you are taking the time to talk about that with me. I really appreciate your help. So I am going to read you a list right now of the different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. So for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. So here's a 10 if it is the most important. A 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is improving kindergarten through 12 education.
Yes, absolutely important.
So,
A 10 is in, 10's important?
yeah, 10 is the most
Okay,
important.
yeah, 10. 10.
Got it. Got it. And what about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
9.
What about making college more affordable?
10.
Okay. And banning tobacco products for adults?
For adults?
Yep.
Maybe like an 8.
Okay. And protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
10. Understood. Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Someone approve.
Somewhat approve, got it. And now I would like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel very particular warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you
Okay.
feel. So if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
I disapprove of them. Five.
5. Got it. And what about Joe Biden?
75.
75. All right. And what about Democrats in Congress?
75.
All right. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. So for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any
Okay.
number between 0 and 10. So the
Okay.
first one is banning different tobacco products for adults.
9.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Wait, what is that again?
reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
Eight.
And what about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
Nine.
And preventing underage tobacco use?
I mean, I don't know how they're going to do that, but nine.
Okay. Got it. We are halfway of the survey right now, so thank you so much, ma'am, for your answers. So I know that, as you may know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, I support that.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Yeah, strongly support.
Got it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I strongly support that.
Strongly support? All right. Now, let me ask you, regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and over brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Are we talking about weed also?
Not at the moment.
Okay. I think it would benefit my community.
So it's going to be much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Yes. Much more.
Much more? Understood. Yes. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now, but I think this is a big issue still.
All right. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or the prohibition and approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to tobacco products cost prohibit?
The second one. I think we should do that one because maybe if they're too expensive, people won't buy them.
God.
Maybe not.
Okay.
I think if they tried to make it illegal, we'd have a lot of people who would be in jail and didn't need to be in jail.
Got it. And thank you for sharing that with me. I'm just taking notes of that. So now I would like to read you some of the things that some people say, because COMPASS, if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, or virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about about that outcome. So the first one says, loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including Unison farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not very concerned at all about this happening?
About people working illegally?
It is going to be just the loss of the tens of thousands of good paying jobs. It's if they were just about to ban the product, then probably
and
send out.
People are going to lose their jobs?
That's correct.
I don't care because a lot of people die from cigarettes, so I don't care if people lose their jobs because they can't work
got
in
it.
That field anymore.
Got it. So not at all concerned, right?
No.
Got it.
Nope.
And the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned
about
the economy?
I'm not concerned about a black market for kids to get cigarettes and stuff. I think adults are the ones you got to worry about in that
Understood.
Realm.
Understood. Now, I'm going to read you some statements. We are about to end this service, so thank you so much for taking the time to talk about that with me. So I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about the potential ban on nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. So please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, A 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects for our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it is a step too far for the government to tell the adults in this country they can smoke at all.
I disagree with that.
Okay. And the next one says, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
Like a 2.
Got it. The next one says, today, adult smokers comes disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drugs addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
3.
Got it. And the next one says, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking. And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2% and decrease of 22% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
3.
Got it. All right. And, you know, sometimes over the course of the survey, we are at the 75%. So we just have some questions now. So sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. So just to confirm and let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I support it.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Got it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I support it strongly.
Got it. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Much more benefit? Or somewhat?
Somewhat benefit.
Somewhat. Got it. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal offices who support these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it not have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It might have a slightly more chance of voting for them.
Somewhat more willing, let's say?
Somewhat, yeah.
Got it. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars?
No.
And oral nicotine patches?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Okay. And pipe tobacco?
No.
And what about soda pop?
Yes.
Coffee?
Yes.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
No.
And what about smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
And beer?
Yes.
Got it. All right, right now we are at 90%. So switching gears a little bit, the last few questions is just for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Got it. And are you married, and married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
single.
Got it. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
3.
Got it. All right, give me just 1 second. And which of the following best describes your how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Probably working class.
Working class, got it. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Got it. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Got it. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes, I'm a lesbian.
Got it. All right. This concludes our survey today. So thank you very much, ma'am, for all your time and your patience with this. I really appreciate that. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
All right. Great. Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.